Blog Talk Radio.
今日も聞いてくださりありがとうございます。ホストのエコ長島です。質問コメントなどございましたら 646-564-9584 へお電話ください。今日は2016年4月の9日土曜日、ナイジェリア現地で東海の映画作りに手を貸してくださってきたボランティア会員マイカ・ジョナさんをご紹介いたします。マイカさんは東海映画イクセイコットウコン村の浄水企画1と2、それから子どもの人権社会復帰センター、魔女狩り被害の児童施設を訪ねてというインタビューでインタビュアーの役割を果たしてくださいました。映画のリンクはサイトにリストしてあります。ですからマイカさんはミュージシャンでムーブリッジとして知られており、ナイジェリア人です。経営管理学部ビジネスのアイディアで証明書を持っておられる起業家さんですね。コーホストの声が聞こえないようですけれども、ちょっと今呼び出してみましょうかね。ちょっとお待ちください。 Let me call my co-host just for a secondお話ししましたマイカ・ジョナさんですけれども、6人兄弟生まれ、ナイジェリア・アクワイボン州。OK、ちょっと遅れましたね。
すみません、I am so sorry、皆さんすみません。
今ちょっとマイカ・ジョナさんのご紹介を日本語でいたしているんですが、ナイジェリア・クワイボン州の南地域で育ちましたの後からちょっと教えてあげてくださいますか。
ちょっと待ちくださいね。ちょっとお待ちくださいね。ここですね。わかりました。アクワイボン州の南南地域で育ちました。母親は教師とビジネス管理者、父親は機械エンジニアでビジネスマンです。彼は人道サービスに愛と情熱を持っているので、サム・エリットが素足について話したとき、参加することに躊躇しませんでした。貧しい人を助けることが彼にとっては喜びです。最も辛かったのは、道路が空境で6時間を費やしてアクワイボム州から江戸州へ旅したときでした。県の住む地域の人々はよく働いている人やビジネスをする人が多く、愛情のある平和な人たちで訪問者や投資家などに歓迎されているそうです。 ナイジェリアはアフリカの巨人と見なされておりますが、外国人を引きつける美しい文化と多くの出来事のある場所です。マイカさんは起業家や慈善家になりたいそうです。ね、ノルビーズ、私はあなたを必要としていますという曲を作曲、作詞され、アルバムに取り組んでいますが、まだ会社から承認されておりません。以上です。
マイカ？
Yeah.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we just introduced you to the audience in Japanese language, but yes, we like to introduce you in English also. So, will you tell us about yourself?
My name is Mike. I believe this is Jenna.
Okay, you want to speak up a little bit more? So that people can hear you.
I'm a Nigerian. I'm a business administration undergraduate, but I have a certificate in business ideas and entrepreneurial skills. Basically, I'm an entrepreneur, a musical artist, and a rising actor. And,
okay.
That's just about me. And that's a brief introduction of myself.
Okay. So, would you like to ask questions, Misa? Or do you want to do that in Japanese? Which one would you like?
I can understand what?
あの、日本語でご質問されますか、はい、それとも英語でご質問されますか？
英語で大丈夫です。
そうですか。Okay, Misa is going to take over and ask you questions.Maika?
In Japanese. In Japanese.
あ、日本語でご質問されたいですか？大丈夫？
そうですね。でも英語ですもん。頑張ってください。じゃあ英語で頑張ってみます。
ですか？
じゃあ行きます。Did you tell us about your family and how were you brought up in what community?
Well, I didn't get that clearly. I had just my family and...
Okay. もう一度言ってくださいとおっしゃってますよ。
はい。Will you tell us about your family and how were you brought up in what community?
Okay. I'm the fourth child out of the family of six. My dad is a chemical engineer and a businessman. My mom is an entrepreneur and a teacher.And I was born and brought up in the southern region of Nigeria. That's a quite state in particular. And actually, I'm schooling there. I went to Westfront High School, and right now I'm in Redeemer University. So I'm studying for my degree.
Okay. Yeah. You have been associated with the Swazen since last year when you interviewed at the Ikpeikot Ukon village and current president Samu Itauma. So how did you get involved with this?
Yeah, getting involved wasn't difficult. A friend of mine, Sam Owodinyene, told me about the foundation and I was interested and I came to join. That's how I started.He told me the whole scenario that is all about ranging and humanitarian services. And this that has to do with one of the things I like to do most. I told him, no problem, I'm interested. But I went online and registered. That's how I became a SWASEN member.
Yeah, I did not expect that you get involved. So I do not think that I have sent any payment for that. So you have done it completely freely.
Yeah, I think when it comes to humanitarian services, it's not all about payment. I think it's a work of the heart. So that was just okay.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you very much. Okay, Misa, go ahead and ask questions.
So,
yeah.
What is a happiness thing that you feel as a volunteer?
Having the opportunity to serve the needy.You know, if you have this burning desire of doing something, but you don't have the avenue to exhibit it, the vision and the mission is not complete. But having the desire in me and having the platform to exhibit and work on, I think that seems to be the happiest thing I feel as a volunteer, working as a volunteer.
Okay, yeah, in fact, we have your song here. What's the name of this song? We are going to play a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, what's the name?
My name, I go by the stage name, Emblis, and the title of the song I sing is I Need You. It's a wedding song. It has a love scene. It's
okay.
A couple.
Okay, I Need You is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, let us go. Here we go.
Ha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, and please, Baba, me, I did. Ha. You look like my connect. Ha. So you call it a price, the wife has found a good thing. My life is blessed, Mary, and you bring me merry men. Take this ring as a sign of my love, forever be yours. Hey. Cause I've tasted and I trust ya. I'm ready to love and hold ya for the rest of my life. Love for the rest of my life. Cause I've tasted and I found ya. I'm ready to love and hold ya for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. And to make you want to take my time, cause you're fine and you're nice. Baby, you're correct. You already got my connect. I need you. I set up on you. Set up on you, girl. I'll love and hold you. Hey, you're mine. I'm yours. Hey, take you my heart, I give you mine.
This is wonderful. Micah.
Wow, thank you.
I am so thrilled. I am so speechless.
Wow.
This is so professional. どうでした、小島さん。
かっこいい。Wonderful.
すごい。
It's cool.
ねえ、It's cool.
It's cool.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I just love it. Oh my God.
Wow.
Jeez. Oh, I wish you could make something for the swathing scene.
Wow.
Yeah,
next time, we can use your music for a movie. You know, when I get there, and then maybe we can play the music, and then we can film ourselves doing some project. That would be wonderful. Oh, it's so exciting. What did you say?
Yeah, I'm looking forward for that. That would be great.
Oh, yes. Oh, Micah, you are such a talent.
Yeah, wow. Very wonderful.
Jeez. Okay, shall we go on to the next question?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing that you felt when you worked with volunteer?
That was the worst thing I felt working as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Doing a work that has to come from your passion doesn't have a worse feeling. But the little bit feelings that may be defined to be worse because it's what I've had so far and is the highest I've experienced is the stress because of the bad route we used from acquiring state to Benin City. The road was still under construction.
Yeah, when you go to Benin City,
the road was still under construction the bus, getting the gallops everywhere, it was kind of stressful, very, very hectic. From that, there's no work to me.
Yeah, you guys are praiseworthy. I mean, some edit told me the same thing too. I didn't know that they meant that I have said was not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and the journey took over 6 hours.
And then, were you carrying the cameras and everything? Hello, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear now.
So, were you carrying that big camera for the video?
Wow, wasn't carrying the camera for the video. Just that getting there, we couldn't shoot the first day. The second day, we nearly lost the whole settings, and we had to start rushing from one place to the other. And getting to Benin, the city was overcrowded. Jumping from bus from one place to the other. At the end of the day, we were all stressed up. I'm very sorry for that. I later saw that the outcome wasn't good, and I expect to do something better next time.
Oh, but the movie was fine. You did great
to define it, I know it was fine, but to define it in a professional frame, it doesn't look professional to us.
Oh.
You have seen a lot of last week. Yeah, if you had that freelance movement that we just went there on time and wait and relax before we went out for the production, I think
next time you're flying.
Yeah.
Okay, next time you're flying.
Okay.
And then interview somebody else.
That would be great. Okay. It's time to relax. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So.
Next question? Okay. What would you like to tell the audience about your community and country in Nigeria?
Wow. That's a very good question. Thank you for that. Yeah. I'm from a community where we have a lot of industrial human beings, both men and women, acquired in the state of Nigeria, and it's located in the South region. Yeah, and it's one of the oil producing states in Nigeria, and we have a lot of industrial human beings, both men and female. And we are very welcoming. We are peaceful people. We love visitors and investors. We are always looking forward to seeing new faces.
Okay,
and
what's the name of the city where you born?
Yeah, I'm from Ibom Ibom local government, but I live in Uyo.
Right, but that's where I was before.
Yeah. No, I'm from Ibom Ibom local government area, but I was born in Uyo and I live in Uyo.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm from a different local government, still under Kwaibom State.
Yes. Yeah, before I forget, go ahead.
Okay.
Why are you going to say something?
I said that Uyo being the capital of Kwaibom State, that is where you have most of the business opportunities, and we have more opportunities in Uyo. That's why I choose to reside there.
Oh, okay.
Being the capital. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. そう、小島さん、
はい、
先ほどなんか聞いておきたいことがあったじゃないですか、映画について。
そうでしたっけ、
うん、なんか映画で、他の映画についてなんか聞いたんですよね。Okay、
はい、
We'd like to ask you more questions about the movies that you have created before, you know, other than the Swasim movie.
Okay.
And how did you create? Is that the done by yourself or somebody else?
It wasn't done by me. Although I'm looking forward to start producing my own movies. But the ones I've produced so far is from other producers. I'm just featured in those movies. But I'm looking forward to start producing mine.
Okay. Are you talking about Sam Owodiene?
No, not Sam Owodiene. I've done movies with four different directors.
Oh.
Silas Basi, Ediden.
Okay.
Basi, Moses Echo, and... Moses Armstrong, who happened to be one of the special advisors to our governor.
Okay.
They are the four producers of the movies I've done so far.
Okay, so what's the theme that you're working on? To portray yourself or portray somebody else or something about life? You know, what do you pursue to do in your movie?
Yeah, I portray the... Basically, a movie is all about telling story, and we do a movie in which we tell a positive story. We educate the youth. The one, the women's rights, was all about the abuse of women, which has spread wings to what we are doing so far. The abuse of women, not giving them the right and the privilege to go as free as they would love to, and the rest of the things. That's the story that we educated the public about.
Okay, so what do you expect to happen after people see that movie?
Basically, building up my career. Second, making people to know what is right and what is wrong. That both women and men are both living and individuals. They should be treated as well, very fine. There should be no discrimination. There should be no... That bond of separation shouldn't be there.
Okay, that's great.
Because women are useful to the society as well as men.
Yeah.
We can't imagine having a society without women. We can't imagine that. So they are important as well as men. So that's what we're
that's
trying
right.
to educate the public
yes.
about.
Yes, I felt that too. Also, the women are mistreated still in your country. So there are lots of things to be done.
Yeah, although in recent times there have been this adjustment, but the Nigerian history of the past, didn't give that rights, privileges, and opportunities to women. But nowadays, it's getting better. Like, we are beginning to have women in the Senate, women contesting for governorship, and I think in the election before the last, women contested for president, and they should be winning. But in recent times, there have been that change, and we are still working towards building and making it better.
Mm. Okay.
In order for us to have a better tomorrow.
I see.
So
okay.
Right now, we are beginning to have a lot of female lawyers, doctors, and from other fields of endeavors.
Mm.
And women are being part of education now.
That's right.
Mm.
Okay.
Yamisa-san,
go.
Okay, next time. Okay. What is that you want to do in your life?
Yeah. A good question. Thank you, Vinny. All of my life, I just want to be an entrepreneur. I want to establish my own businesses, bring out new ideas, and always undergo innovations and market research. I love doing business a lot. And my second mission and vision of life is being a philanthropist. Yeah, like, because I believe that if I live fine, another person should live fine. So, if I'm well to do, the next thing I should be looking forward is giving and helping, extending my helping hands to others.
Okay.
All of my life, I want to be an entrepreneur and a philanthropist.
Okay. I think you have a wonderful goals in your life, and we like to back you up as much as possible.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, I think it's almost a time to end the show. And thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you for putting me on. I appreciate it.
Okay, those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend to our gratitude to you. And Misa-san, どうぞ日本語でお願いします。
はい、さて残念ながら終了の時間が来てしまいました。当局スワシンはナイジェリアだけでなく世界の女性子どもが安全で幸福であることを夢見ています。マイカさん、今日はナイジェリアの帰宅地震についてお話しくださりありがとうございました。皆さんご寄付の方をお願いします。ご連絡はこのウェブサイトのリンクを辿ってご連絡くださいね。会員になられたら月々開放をお届けしますので、その後どうなったかということが明記されております。今日は最後までグローバルエコトークショーポッドキャストにお付き合いくださりありがとうございました。次回は2016年4月23日土曜日、ラゴスの環境課イダラオニジデにそうすみませんイダラオニティジュラゴスで環境プロジェクト、それではまたお会いしましょう。
Stay tuned. Thank you.
Stay tuned.
Bye everybody. Thank you. Bye
bye.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye.